Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 77. Today we're going to be talking about what happens if you move to another state. What does that do to your existing estate plan? Now, we get this question when we have clients who are moving to another state. We have this question asked when we have people who move from another state to Ohio and they want to see if their estate plan will still work. And we get this question from our current clients who are doing an estate plan and they think that maybe in a year or two or three, they will be moving to another state. So you may fall into one of those categories and you may be wondering the same thing. So the question is, your estate plan will work where you make it and it will work where you move to. However, there may be some things that need to be changed in it. So let's go a little bit deeper. So if you have a will, now, every state has their own laws on what makes a valid will. For example, if you live in a state and it requires that your will be signed by a notary, and you move to a state that requires that the will be signed by two witnesses, and it doesn't have a notary requirement. For example, Ohio does not. If you have a will that you do in Ohio and it doesn't have two witnesses, it's not a valid will. But Ohio says, and almost every state has this same law, that if you have a will that was done in a state other than Ohio, and if it was valid under that state's law, then Ohio will honor that will. So if you come to Ohio with a will that was signed by a notary, and if that was the requirement of the state where the will was made, then Ohio will say, yep, that's a valid will, and we will honor it. So you don't need to redo your will when you move from state to state just because it doesn't necessarily meet the requirements of that state's laws for what makes a valid will. Same thing with a trust. If you have a trust, it is a contract that you made with the trustees, and typically in a revocable living trust, it's a contract you make with yourself as trustee for the management of property. And that's going to be valid where you made it, and it's going to be valid wherever you live. So it's not necessary to redo your trust if you move from state to state. Now, there are some things, as I said, that you might need to make adjustments on. For example, there may be some tax laws that are specific to the state where you live or the state where you are moving to that need to be addressed in your estate planning. For example, the state estate tax may be applicable in either the state where you did your planning or where you are moving to. And if you are moving state to state, you should really meet with an attorney in that new state to see if there are any adjustments to provisions in your will or your trust that need to be adjusted for state law reasons. For the similar reason, healthcare directives are all based on state law. Each state has different laws and different forms, different provisions on what can be done in a healthcare power of attorney, for example, or in a living will. And when you move to a new state, you really should have that state's healthcare directives in hand so that the doctors and hospitals where you're getting treatment in that new state will be familiar with the new forms, it'll comply with that state's laws, and it will be honored when you need it to be honored. So it's a good idea to, again, have your estate plan reviewed and updated for those healthcare directives to make them compliant with the new state's laws. So there are some things that you need to do when you move from state to state. Generally, the estate plan will be effective, but you may need to make some changes in it to make it work as effectively as it can for you. So I hope that's helpful for you today. If you have questions, if you live in Ohio or Michigan and you want to talk to one of our attorneys, you can schedule a consultation with one of us. Our contact information is in the show notes, and we will see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.